It's Tuesday night and time to talk Shadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
We are still in communication with a few schools, trying to see if there's an opportunity there to be able to make it work out where their open week's the same as our open week. There's also, you know, still an option for the spring. There's going to be some RMAC teams that are playing in the spring. Now it's really focusing on putting in that game plan, ironing out the few wrinkles that we have. And, you know, we've been practicing for a long time, so you got to also add some things in there that are fun to do, maybe some trick plays, those type of things.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Head coach Jay Long in the studio with us for our Tuesday night Jay Long Show. We're going to break down the Angelo State game and look ahead at South Dakota Mines coming up. Plenty of team notes as well. Coach, you guys played really hard, nearly upset a top 25 team on Saturday. It was a heck of a football game.
I guess when we get back and we got done a lot watching film, you know, that first half of football was, as, you know, probably as good as, you know, we've played, you know, since I've been here. And I thought our defense did a great job of shutting down their high playmakers in the first half. I thought our special teams, we absolutely dominated on that, and we didn't quit dominating on special teams the whole game. And then our offense, we found a way to score. We had a fast start, and it was a really fun first half of football.
Yeah, we have a lot of really fun things to talk about today. We'll get to the block kicks and the special teams here in just a bit. Let's begin with the first half of action in the offense. You built that big lead. What was really working for you offensively? It seems like the game plan was just locked in.
In that second half, you know, Angelo's defense is a top defense in the country, and they made a couple adjustments that we had taken advantage of earlier in the game. And Jake Norris got hurt, our right guard, and that affected the run game a little bit. Also in that second half, I thought our twos came in and did a good job with things, and we made a couple mistakes, but overall I thought that they did a good job, but that did affect things a little bit in regards of play calling and those type of things. Mainly, we needed to find a way to score. And when you look at things that we look at that was really, you know, a change in the game was, you know, we needed to convert on our third and fourths, our short yardage. That's where we needed to be able to keep the chains moving, keep our defense off the football field. And as long as that chains are still moving, we have a great weapon in our kicker with Gunnar Jones. We need to be able to get points on the board.
Yeah, so far that second half has just been pesky. Haven't scored yet in the first two games in that second half. And Sam Parker on the broadcast talked a little bit about, you know, the danger of third quarters, especially with the lead against a team like Angelo State. Do you feel like you guys have it solved for that second half offensively coming up here for South Dakota Mines?
Well, I think I just bluntly, we need to. We need to have it fixed because, I think we talked about this a little bit after the game, but, first week we just didn't play very good. And long story short, we didn't play very good. This week, you know, we played a top team and we got beat. And when you go back on the film, you find opportunities that you're like, this could have changed the game. And one of the things on offensively that we saw was the short yardage plays, the third down and ones, the fourth down and ones. We didn't convert. And if we convert on some of those, it allows us to be able to get into field goal range, and it allows us to continue to get points on the board. And as long as you're getting points on the board, you keep their offense off the field, and then keep our defense off the field, and just continues to put us in a situation to be able to score some more points.
Head coach Jay Long on our Tuesday night show. One of the big plays in the first half, that bomb pass to Montel Gladney coming off of play action. That was a fun one. He was wide open, and it was just a perfect play call.
Yeah, we in the first half, we're running the ball consistently, and when you're playing a defense like Angelo's going to shut down a lot of teams' runs this year. They basically took Lindenwood, who was ranked 20th in the country the first week. They made Lindenwood run game non-existent. And in the first half, we took advantage of some things, and we were able to get some vertical push on their down D linemen, who are really good. And that got us a consistent run game in the first half. And then by having a consistent run game, that opens up your passing game. And in the second half, they shut down a run game. Then that was when we needed to go find, you know, other opportunities, try to get the ball in Cole's hands, Chad's hands, and, you know, Montel had a huge play. And we also have Ali and Jahani that are also two good receivers that can, you know, do some really good things in space.
Coach, let's get to the fun of special teams. Gunner Jones was named the RMAC Special Teams Player of the Week. That's a really cool honor for Gunner. And the six blocked kicks, five of them count because a penalty took one away, but we're going to call it six all year long because it was awesome. What a feat, and just a huge, huge effect on the football game.
You know, it's a huge momentum builder and field positions. You know, it really changes the field position. I think the average field position for Angela's starting position was their negative 25. Ours was in the positive. We were on the 40. I think ours was 46 was our average starting position. And it all comes down from the block kicks. When you look at the stats and you say about, you know, takeaways and turnovers, we had one turnover at a crucial point when it was third and one and we needed to convert. And we did convert. We just fumbled. And that fumble was one that, you know, that could be disputed. But obviously Division II doesn't have instant replay. So what's called on the field is what's called. That and then also when you're talking about the momentum of those plays is that it really helps us for field position and you know, we need to be able to take advantage of those things on offense.
Yeah, you blocked four field goals. You blocked two punts. Kirchhoff got two of them. Gutierrez got one. Josh Sink, a freshman, got the first field goal. He came off that edge so quick, and I'm sure you guys have seen that athleticism and that out of Josh, who's also in the two deep as a backup corner. It was fun to see him get one.
You know, blocking a kick off the edge is really, really hard, and Josh Sink, true freshman, he took four steps, extended his long body, and blocked that kick off the edge. I think the last time we'd done that was Stevan Brown came off the edge, either 19 or 18. I can't remember, but he came off the edge and got that the field goal blocked. And before that, it's been a while. It's been in the, I would say, early 14, 2012, 13, 14, before, since we got one off the edge. But once he did that, it made them have to go adjust and go after him. And when they went after him, then that opened it up for Noah. And Noah had back-to-back, you know, blocked field goals. And, you know, that takes points off the board. And also, it's a momentum stopper for them. But it was really a neat play. Noah came right up the middle. He blocked it. We had some substitution problems, so we had 12 on the field. We came back up. We lined it up again. Noah came right the exact same way and knocked it, blocked it again. It was two pretty cool plays in a row.
Have you ever been a part of a football game with that many block kicks on the team you're coaching?
No, I have not. Either side. I've never had that happen. No, that was really, really awesome. Coach Furrier did an outstanding job this week, you know, lining up and finding some things that we thought we could take advantage of, and they took advantage of it. We took advantage of it to the max and blocking two punts and four field goals.
Were you surprised that you didn't see maybe an adjustment for Angela, or did they adjust and you still had the right scheme to diagnose how to get in there? They kept trying these field goals, and it almost got easier as the game went on to block them.
You know, the punts, they were adjusting. They did adjust, and we adjusted to it, and we still got the block. As far as the field goal and extra points go, you know, that's kind of just your scheme, and you have to win. And they had a guy that as soon as we blocked that one off the edge, they started chasing that kid off the edge, and that opened up another gap for Noah to run through. And as we know, Noah's a top football player, and he got, you know, those kicks. So it was a pretty cool day in regards to special teams, and really good job by Coach Ferrier and his staff. The rest of the special team coaches, and putting together a game plan that really worked, and our kids went out and executed it.
It was incredible. Coach Furrier going crazy in the coach's box next to our radio booth. Loved to see it and see his scheme really have a big effect on the game. As Coach Long joins us on his Tuesday night show, let's get into Dalton Holst a little bit. Your quarterback really improved from week one. Coach at Western was throwing the ball better, had some big plays, and also the pre-snap penalties were much fewer for the offensive line, which helped you guys stay up and ahead of the chains.
Yeah, you know, I thought Dalton played a really good game, you know, especially in that first half. You know, he found the open receivers. He was able to manage the game. He, you know, we gave our great, you know, on our RPO, he knew when to give it, knew when to pull it, and, you know, did an outstanding job there. The truth is, we need him. We need him to continue to have these good days, you know, for us to have some success. And, you know, the thing is, regards to penalties, you know, we really, really stressed that. We know that the penalties were a factor in the first game, and offense didn't have a single penalty on Saturday, which I, as long as I've been a coach, I don't think I've ever been in that situation where an offensive player doesn't have a penalty. And so I was really happy with that. And, you know, we're going to find ways. We got to find opportunities to put Dalton in good situations so we can score in that second half and put away some games.
You highlighted the fumble that was key that Angelo returned earlier in the game. Coach, are you going to send that one into the RMAC for another look? When he got tackled, it certainly looked like the ball was popped out by the ground, and maybe there's a something in the rule there that we missed or that the crowd missed, but it certainly looked like he was dead. down. And like you said, a controversial one that had a big moment in the game.
You know, we did. We sent it in. I guess is you know, obviously being a Shattern State a fan, you know, we thought he was down. But it was something that happened, you know, bang, bang, real quick. And in Division II, we don't have instant replay. And when you don't have instant replay, you got to live with what's called. And at the end of this, you know, we can't be putting the ball on the ground. You got to maintain it. You got to keep it. And that player, number 14, was a heck of a football player. He came off that edge and wrapped it up and stripped it out. And we thought Dalton was down. But obviously, during the momentum and how it happened, the referees thought that came out. And it was also one of the factors in the game.
Coach, anybody else that stood out to you want to highlight on the show this week from the Angelo State game?
Yeah, I thought that, I think the two of our, people that watched the lines, if you watched Justin Calderon at left tackle and Juan Estrada at right tackle, those two guys played really, really outstanding game against two top D tackles, probably two of the better defense tackles we're going to see in the over the year.
Yeah,
I thought on defense, our linebacking core played really, really good. Maka, the stats showed he had 16 tackles. He had a block kick, or block punt, excuse me. Had a sack. I mean, he was all over the place.
He caught that guy in midair at the goal line. That was an incredible play.
Yes, and oh yeah, that play was really great. He jumped over top. They ran a quarterback sneak, and he jumped over top. That was a big momentum. I mean, he was all over the place. Travis Wilson was another one that really stood out. He had, I think, three or four tackles for loss. He was all over the place, plus 10 tackles. Noah, it plays outside, so he does a lot of coverage out there, schemes. But he had a really big day. And then I thought on our secondary, Brendan Bramer blocked a punt and had a 12, 13 tackles. He had some tackles for loss at safety, which is also good. Jeremiah Gutierrez had a four pass breakup, so he's had an outstanding day. And then, Bobby had no stats, which as a corner, that means that's good. It's a good day. So, but they didn't throw it, Bobby. So he obviously had a good day there. But when you're looking at our linebacking core, and especially why I wanted to talk about them was they played over 100 plays in the game. I think they played around that 108, 110 reps when you count special teams. So very proud of them and their effort on the football field, because they played like Eagles.
Yeah, Coach, and we touched on it in the post game show right after the game, that kind of immediate thought. Now you've had a few days to digest things, and there have been a bunch of positives that we're taking, that you're taking from this Angelo State game. The loss is going to sting, of course, but you guys are really grabbing a bunch of good things to move forward, aren't you?
Yeah, we got some stuff that we can put in our toolbox for later, and we got to pull them out, and we got to execute, and really we just got to find ways to score in that second half and adjust to their adjustments. And that's something that we're continually working on as a coaching staff, and something we'll get fixed.
Coach Jay Long with us here tonight. Coach, the weekly Hammer Award nominations. The obvious pick might be Gunnar Jones with the RMAC Special Teams Player of the Week, but with all those block kicks, a lot of guys got the job done on special teams. What can you tell us about the Hammer?
Gunnar Jones had an outstanding day. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, he had, I think, 51.2 yard average on punts. He kicked a 45-yard field goal, which is the longest field goal we kicked since, I think, 2014. His kickoffs are he's been really doing a great job there. He's been putting them through the end zone on his kicks, and I think the average starting on that, it was 63.2, and 65 is the perfect. So he's done an outstanding job for us, and somebody that we're going to continue to utilize, and somebody we need as the year goes on. But the guys, they voted on it. Brendan Bramer and Noah, they were the two top vote getters. Noah blocking two field goals, that's really, really hard to do. And then also Brendan Bramer blocked the punt, and both of those two guys are on a ton of the special teams, and the team ended up voting. I think Brendan Bramer got a 28, and Noah had 24 votes. So Brendan is going to carry out and represent us carrying out the Hammer this week.
Awesome. Those two guys, so deserving. I thought Noah might take one off the foot of the punter. He's in there so fast, and just incredible to see him block back-to-back kicks after the penalty. Jay, let's go into the injury situation. Some some key ones this week. You're running back Elijah Miles and you're starting right guard and Jake Norris. Taven Bray also a little bit banged up, but he came back. Elijah and Jake, two big ones for the offense. What's the latest with them?
You know, Jake practiced yesterday. He's a little bit day-to-day. We just got to be smart with him, and I think he should be able to go this weekend. Elijah also practiced yesterday. We need to be real smart with him practice-wise with his reps and those type of things. But we're hoping that day-to-day, those guys are going to be ready this weekend. One more name you didn't say, Josh Sink. He got hurt in the game. He didn't finish the game either. We're getting him evaluated to see whether or not we can, you know, he's going to be able to play this Saturday or not.
Yeah, hope we can get him back and get another block off the edge. South Dakota Mines, Saturday night, the Eagle Rock Trophy game. The Eagles have dominated this game since that rivalry trophy came back. Played them twice last year in the weird COVID schedule. It's a night game. It's a rivalry. You guys and the team have got to be juiced for this one.
You know, we're just excited, you know, to have another opportunity to get back on our football field. It's a night game. It's going to be a great atmosphere. I know we got the rodeo in town. We got multiple sporting events in this weekend. I know that we got some recruits coming in. The hotel rooms are full. So that tells you that, you know, that there's going to be a lot of people in town, and it's going to be a great atmosphere, and we look forward to everybody coming out and supporting the Eagles.
Couple quick notes on South Dakota Mines. Coach, how deep have you gotten into them? What do you expect to see from them?
This is one benefit is we did play them two times last year. This year they've played two games already, just like we have. You know, we got them broken down. We're putting together the game plan and those type of things. But, you know, it looks like they're real similar scheme-wise to what they did last year on defense, at least. And then on offense, they're going to, you know, run the quarterback and, you know, take some deep shots. And then they also have, you know, a terrific running back, you know, that we need to make sure that we know where he's at also at all times. So it's going to be a good game. Every one of those games are been very, very close, and a lot of them have come down to the wire. So we need to go out there and you know, execute our game plan and put our guys in the right situation so they can go execute.
We'll break it all down with the coach on our pregame show. Saturday night starts at 5:45. The kickoff at 6:30 right here on Double Q Country. Jay, thanks for all the thoughts on the Angelo State game and the team and looking ahead for South Dakota School of Mines. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Appreciate you.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.
Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.